Vegas, and especially with you. How old were you when you came?
Well, I was 10 when we actually moved here, but we had been coming up to Las Vegas every summer since I can remember as a young child, because my mother, we were living in Los Angeles, and my mother had a childhood friend from New York who lived here and was somewhat of a pioneer here, whose name was Bella Stern. And she had a ranch on the corner of what is Arville and Oakey. At that time, Oakey was called Porter Drive, and there was nothing but desert there and her ranch. And she had a ranch that had bungalows on it for divorcees, and it was quite a spectacular ranch, and we used to come up every summer and spend the summer with her, and my mom visited with her, and we, my sister and I, played, and it was a great summer. And then one summer in 1958, we came up like we had every year, and the next thing I know is my mother said, well, we're moving here. And that was
that?
The end. Well, that was the end of their marriage. And she had come up here, and there was a recession at the time, and my father had told her to scout out business opportunities. And then he filed for divorce, and she was served while we were up here. So it was quite a shock to everybody, especially her, with two young children. So that's how we ended up here in 1958. And I have been here pretty much ever since, although I went to college for a year in California, came back, and have been here since.
Wow, what was it like? I can't imagine what, you know, 10 years moving from what part of California were
you? Well, we were living in La Cañada, so the foothills of the Angeles Crest. Mm-hmm. At then, it was a very pristine area. It's changed considerably since then. But then we were up in the foothills.